This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I tell you, get involved, get engaged, so you can have a clue, get a clue, whatever a clue. No, in all seriousness, get involved and get engaged. That way there, if you're informed, we get in front of people, you can actually... Seriously, you can actually have a conversation and make someone understand or feel, whatever your terminology makes you happy. Make them feel bad for all I care. No, really, make them feel bad for being stupid. Make them feel bad for spewing garbage. It makes me nuts that we don't stand up to them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, get involved and get engaged. It's the only way we're going to feel bad. I mean, we're going to win. You know, you heard a little while ago, or you heard Brad Dacus say that the Caterpillar is moving out and moving on to where they're at, down to Texas. I think their corporate offices are in California. I already closed the story. And they're moving to Texas. And they're not the only ones. I mean, when you think about it, what it costs to do business here. We touched on this the other night a little bit. But when you think about the cost to do business here, do you blame them? And the jobs that they're taking with them. It just never stops. Right? And then we talked a little about Smithfield Foods. How they're taking the large plant out of California. Another 2,000 jobs gone. Thank you, Governor Newsom. But really, thank you to the people of California for putting him back in or putting them back in. It's just nuts. The British health researchers, they're calling for the term morbidly obese to be, as they put it, memory hold. I don't even know what that means. Oh, God. It's like if you make them feel bad about anything, you have to stop saying it. Right? You don't want them to feel bad about anything going on there, no matter what they're doing to themselves. In the latest example of science and health being overruled by woke nonsense, researchers on obesity have called for hurtful terms such as morbidly obese to be scrapped so we don't hurt the feelings of fat people. How do you get the point across? You know, I've talked about this before. Shell-shocked versus PTSD. I have no idea what PTSD means. Most people don't. You say shell-shocked. I know what that means. The Daily Mail reported that researchers published in the journal Obesity, which described itself as a premier source for information for people with obesity, conducted a study on how often negative terminology was used in connection with obesity. These woke researchers call for term morbidity. Obesity to be banned because it's offensive. So what? There's a lot of things that are offensive. You tell somebody they smell, it's offensive. You know, I had a guy that had a problem with bad breath. It might have been a medical problem for all I know, but he had a problem with bad breath. And the biggest problem was that he worked in offices. And he had to get up right next to people. And they would call my office and they would say, look, we love this guy, does great work, but he has bad breath. Well, tell him. No, we don't want to tell him. That's make him feel bad. Okay, whatever. So he comes in the office one day. He says, come in the office. He sits down and goes, look, I don't know if this is a medical issue or what, or if I need to help you with it or what have you, but between your smoking and whatever, people complain about your bad breath. You have to work right next to people. You're a foot and so much away from them. And you know what? At first he was like, really? And then he said, well, look, if I'm doing that to people, I don't know. I guess I'll try breath mints. If that doesn't work, I'll go see a doctor and find out what's wrong. And you know what? He took whatever he was taking or doing, it helped him. Complaints went away. He would have been doing that for months if we didn't say anything. Everybody's so afraid about hurting somebody's feelings. Now people didn't mind being around. As a matter of fact, it was better for him all the way around. The researchers then asked a selection of fat people how they felt about that, you know, about being called obese. And to no one's surprise, some people said, well, it hurt their feelings and made them cry. How do you think your parents feel, or friends of yours, or people who love you, when they see that you're morbidly obese and it could be a problem for you health-wise? How do you think they feel? Right? One participant described the use of the word morbid in connection with obesity as chilling. Others suggested that using failure denotes the lack of self-control, the blame for obesity. In a lot of cases, it is. In some cases, it's not. It's medical. I always say that here on the show. Obviously, look at, if you've got a medical condition that keeps you from losing weight, okay, I'm sorry, this isn't for you then. But if you're in a medical condition, you've got it hand in mouth, you could fix that. Okay, people are going to talk about the economy, Joey B's economy, and whether gold and silver can help, or Bitcoin, or anything along those lines. Back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's really, truly... right, what it's all about, isn't it? And God bless. We're back at it again, and I am pleased to have with me Philip Patrick. He's a precious metals specialist at Birch Gold Group. And Philip, first, thanks for being with me. I love to tell my audience all the time, don't listen to me. If you look at my checkbook, I'm not the guy to take financial advice from. But that's why I bring on the experts, because I don't have a clue. And, you know, when you look at today, we've talked about gold and silver on the show. We have talked about, Bitcoin, hiding cash in the backyard, everything there is known to mankind, including real estate. But the markets, the economic world, the global economic world is changing quickly, isn't it?
it's changing every day, and I think the last decade we've seen a big paradigm shift in the way things are working, and I think we're starting to feel the effects of that now in the economy. What we have in terms of a climate, certainly I've never seen before in my lifetime. So things are changing, absolutely.
It used to be you could use gold and silver as a hedge. I mean, I got to tell you something before we get into that. I'm an old guy. I'm probably a lot older than you are, okay? And when people were trying to sell me Bitcoin, I'm going, what is it? I mean, give me, if I buy gold or silver, I got something in my hand, right? Even when I bought the Pet Rock, I had something in my hand. What is a Bitcoin, and does it still hold any value today when you see what's going on?
Look, the last few weeks, months for the cryptocurrency market in general has been, quite frankly, a bloodbath. So they're not working too well today. Now, do I think that cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin itself, is a fad? I don't think so. I think that they will be in existence long after I leave this planet. I think at some point it's a natural progression that money will move digital. What we've been seeing, though, over the last couple of years is crypto becoming much more mainstream, right? We've seen huge institutional adoption of cryptocurrencies that's brought in a great deal more money into the market, and it's boosted prices in general. But when you have big traders involved in the market, as we do, we also see increased correlations, right? And right now, cryptocurrencies are looking increasingly like a risk-on asset. Over the last year and a half, they basically moved in lockstep with the Nasdaq. Right? So they're moving with the market. So I don't think they're going away, but what they're not doing is offering any relief from this general market meltdown that we're seeing, given that they're moving with the markets. They're adding to the pain, not taking away. So, yeah, it's not helping today, is the point.
I've had friends of mine that have the patience of a saint that I don't have, and they told me over the years they threw a couple of grand in there, they sat back, they check it once every 6 months, and they made a boatload of money. And now they've come back over the last, to your point, a few weeks, and they're like, holy Jesus, what is going on here? They're pretty much back to where they were when they first jumped in. In a lot of cases,
it's really volatile, and that's what's always had my concern. I always see precious metals on the other end of the spectrum. So, you know, I think cryptocurrencies, in many ways, they make sense, right? It's a digital form of currency. If it was accepted widely across the United States, you wouldn't need Visa or MasterCard. It's a very private way to transact. So there are a lot of advantages, but it's early. Right. And my biggest concern with crypto, it's twofold. Number one is the volatility. I remember Elon Musk sent a tweet saying, hey, we may look at Bitcoin. Right. And on the back of that tweet, it more than doubled in value.
Right.
A month later or so, he sent a second tweet saying, maybe not. It's environmentally questionable. And it dropped in half. Right. So it doubles and halves on the back of two tweets. That's concerning. The other side is the governmental side. Look, I think at some point in the future, governments may adopt digital currencies. Because look at Biden, right? The guy's trying to track down every $600 payment. He's beefing up the IRS. A digital currency would make this easier for the government. That, though, creates a concern because I don't think the U.S. government is going to adopt some third-party currency, which means they'll probably create their own. And if they do, these other currencies become a problem, right? People storing wealth outside of dollars. My concern is, do they tax them? Do they legislate their use out? So me, it's a speculative market, and it's very early, but it's interesting.
So let's get to that transient inflation I heard so much about. And then Yellen said, well, it might not be so transient. It might hang around a little while. It may not go away for quite some time. And know what? Powell told us that we were at the peak of inflation. I'm so confused. I barely made it out of math class. So I'm totally confused here. Help me out.
apparently our Federal Reserve Chairman barely made it out of math class too, because, you know, there's a lot of hope coming out of the Fed, but not much more than that. Yeah, listen, the transitory inflation line, that was what the Fed were pushing for a good chunk of last year. And I think it was, you know, just sort of look the other way, just ignore it, right? And, you know, after I think it was 20 consecutive months of rising inflation, they realize, hey, we can't push that transitory line anymore. So now word from the Fed is, look, it's far too high. It's our number one priority. So they changed their tune there. And yes, Yellen said, well, I think we were wrong about the path inflation was going to take. Well, good job. I think that's clear to everyone in the country. I'm glad she's finally catching on. So, you know, it's
I love bonkers. It. I love it. It's like a oops moment, right? It's like when you have a general anesthetic and you got to go in surgery, and the surgeon goes, oh, oops, you know, wait a minute, what?
I know. That's right? One thing you or I, the, you know, Secretary of the Treasury is a whole different ballgame. So, yeah, it's concerning.
Yeah, it really is. And then the White House, we'll hit this on the other side of the break, but the White House has not given any indication that they even know where to start with this. Who I lovingly refer to as Joey B comes out. I don't even think he knows we're in an inflation moment.
I don't think he knows he's in the U.S., quite frankly. I don't know what's going on. It's like a weekend at Bernie's in the White House. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's a consistent weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, I know.
All right, we'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We'll learn a lot about gold and silver, whether you should buy that or just stick a whole bunch of cash in a can and shove it in the back, guys. Be back in a few minutes. I got to tell you, it's constant when it comes to trying to make up your mind. No, I won't say make up your mind. When you're trying to understand and learn about finances, it is constant. Because, you know, everybody's got their own flavor, their own thing that they think that should be done, the way you should spend your money, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back more about gold, silver, and the economy right after this.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
Many Americans overwhelmingly reject transgender women being permitted to compete in sports against biological women. A Washington Post University of Maryland survey released Tuesday revealed 58% of those polled said it should not be allowed in college or professional sports. One female college track star spoke to Fox News.
We really just need to get back to focusing on having fairness in women's sports, because I think so many are afraid to see the end of women's sports with having male athletes competing within our sports. Fighting this fight now is so important so that future generations of women don't have to.
The House passed a bill Tuesday to increase security for Supreme Court justices' immediate families. 27 Democrats voted against it. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. What do you think? All right, we're back at it again. Philip Patrick joins me. He's a precious metal specialist at Birch Gold Group. You want to go back and get the first segment if you really want to learn a little bit about inflation. If you want to have some Pepto-Bismol around or something along those lines, because it doesn't look like it's going to get. I'm not a doom and gloom guy. I'm not an economic expert. I just know when I go to the store, I live in California, so when I go to the store, my wallet gets really light when I leave, usually just a bag or two of groceries. I went to, Philip, I went to the gas station. I know everybody kind of has plays with this and makes fun with this. Last January, I could fill my tank for $62, okay? And yeah, I was beefing the bottle a little bit, but $62, I can handle that. But the other day, I filled my tank. It was $153. And for people to ignore that is ridiculous. The average person going to work, I'm talking about the average Joe, filling his or her tank, is going to spend what? They're going to spend $100 a week filling their tank when they were used to spending maybe $30 or $40. This is going to tank us, isn't it?
Yeah, and it doesn't just end there, right? So it's not just about how it hits individuals traveling to work and back. Oil, gas, it's the most inflationary commodity. When gas prices are high, think about it. The transportation of every other good and commodity is affected. The production of every other or most other commodities is dramatically affected. So when oil prices are high, it leads to higher prices across the board. We had Jamie Dimon, who's CEO of JP Morgan. He came out and he said, look, expect oil between $150 and $175 a barrel. It's a big increase from where we are today, given everything that's happening in Russia and Ukraine, I don't really see a reprieve there anytime soon. And that's why inflation, I think, is continuing to rise. We had the most recent inflation numbers came out last Friday. The Fed was saying inflation peaked a month or so ago. But that wasn't the case again, right? I think it was just wishful thinking on behalf of the Fed, but we were up again. Now, as you mentioned, there were a couple of key drivers. So we've seen food prices up massively. They were up about 12%. Gas was the big one, though, 48.7% more expensive. So there is little in the immediate future, I think, to suggest that this is going to cool down anytime soon. And the reason I say that is inflation today is coming from multiple sources, right? So we have domestic policy.
Now, I hate to interrupt you, but we don't allow fallacies told on this program. So you need to understand that we believe this all happened because Putin invaded Ukraine. At least that's what we're being told. So
that's it, right? Let's not even think about the fact that oil prices were up massively before then. This is all on the shoulders of Putin, of course.
Right. I'm finding this amusing because people, we've not taught people to think anymore. When you think about, you were talking about the price of oil, right? People think oil is just refined and you put it in your car. But, you know, it's diesel fuel. It's a home heating oil on the East Coast. Solar panels require oil. Computers, we can go on and on with all the things that require oil. Matter of fact, you need a plant to produce electricity to charge that electric car of yours that's produced with oil. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, but you're absolutely right. It bleeds across everything, and that's why. So, look, there's a few issues here. Number one is domestic policy, right? Biden, throughout COVID, just pumped huge amounts of money through the market. That is today still ripening through the economy and causing inflation. And guess what? This guy is telling us, hey, it doesn't cause inflation. It's trying to continue to push through massive spending packages. It's bonkers. Then you have supply shocks coming from China, and then I think the big one, Russia and Ukraine, and specifically driving up food prices and oil prices, big producers of food and oil. You couple that with the Fed, who aren't tightening enough, and that's why I think inflation is the biggest economic issue we have in the United States, without question. And like I said, it's not going anywhere.
No, I lived through the 70s. I'm old enough for that. I remember the Lions here in California were, quote unquote, in a drought scenario. So if you're if your address ends in an odd number, then you can water on odd number days. Remember that? If your license plate ends in an odd number, then you get to get gas on odd number days. And we're going back through this garbage again. And when you look at what's happening, you know, again, around us, you've got the White House saying that we are well positioned for an economic decline. No, we're not. We've got people out there hurting. Again, with the gas issue, when you talk about food, in my area, the food's gone up almost 40% from just a year ago. People are not going to be, you want to talk about a homeless problem? People are not going to be able to stay in their homes at this rate, are they? And it's going to get worse, isn't it?
Look, it feels that way because, quite frankly, you mentioned the 1970s, and I think it's a good parallel because that was the closest climate to the one that we have today, and that is a stagflationary climate, right? Mm-hmm. What that means is stunted economic growth, right? So the market's either staying the same or declining, coupled with inflation. And it's rough, but here's the thing. The only other alternative is much, much worse for us. So to say that stagflation is the best option in front of us, it's concerning, but it's reality because the other alternative is that the Fed back down. So right now, what the Fed have to do is they've got to curb inflation. So in order to do that, they've got to raise interest rates. As I said, Powell came out. I know it's going to get tough, but Powell came out in his last FOMC meeting. He said, look, inflation is the number one concern today. And he said, Americans have to expect pain in order to combat inflation. So what did he mean? He meant recession, right? Because he knows that if we raise rates as significantly as enough as we have to, by doing that, we sacrifice the housing market and the stock market, right? Now, here's the kicker. Biden's put us in such a bad situation. I don't think we can raise rates enough to kill inflation, and this is why. We've got too much debt, okay? Last time inflation was this high, 40 years ago, it was in the early 80s, and we had Paul Volcker as Federal Reserve Chairman. Paul Volcker, they don't make him like that anymore. The guy was a giant, actually, literally and figuratively. I think he was 6'8". Anyway, he put rates to 15%. And Wall Street were losing their mind, but he needed to do it to curb inflation. And it was tough because it led to stagflation, but it was necessary pain because it set us up for two decades of economic boom. Here's why we can't do it. Like I said, debt in the early 80s was $1 trillion. Today it's over $30 trillion. If they put rates to 15%, our debt service payments will be more than our tax revenue. So that's the thing. I don't think we can even kill inflation, and that's why I say stagflation is probably the best scenario. They slow inflation, they sacrifice the markets, and we have stagflation. The only other alternative is the Fed back down. They lower rates again, they start quantitative easing. If that happens, inflation will go through the roof, and that's much more painful than even stagflation. So I don't think there's a soft landing here at all. Sorry.
Mr. Positive, I'm so glad you joined me for that. I mean, start drinking again.
Listen, when Biden's out, I'll come with some positive news, but I don't see it.
Well, here's the issue. It's just kind of like, you know, nobody pushes back. And again, this is kind of a little off topic. I've been one of those guys screaming about education in this country for decades and saying, look, we haven't taught anybody anything. They don't understand, you know, about budgets, how budgets work, how money flows through the system. So therefore, all I know is the government's doling out money. But you know what? It's coming out of your pocket. It's coming out of your neighbor's pocket. The government doesn't create wealth. They don't create money. So this is what I try to tell people, and I don't know if they'll get it, they can't grasp, put their mind around it or what. So what I want to do when we come back from the break, the two words that are almost swear words, recession and or depression, how do precious metals fit into all of that? I mean, I can't go down to the corner store with a bar of gold and go, hey, I'd like, you know, 2 gallons of milk and half the freezer. So we'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You know, it's true. How many of you don't know what to do with gold or silver? How many of you don't know what gold or silver is ultimately, what's it worth? And I don't mean the value. I mean what you can do with it. Anyway, Joe Masuda, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and
antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to, right? I want you to be part of the solution because I want you involved in the solution, as they say. You know, let's just get right back to it. Otherwise, I'm just going to end up confusing everybody. We're back at it again. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Welcome to the Joe Messina Show. Look, I used to call these, like, you know, sessions of sanity, but lately with everything going on, they're all sessions of insanity. It seems like most of the stories I do, I feel like I'm reading from The Onion, if you remember the publication. You know, it's crazy. Philip Packard joins me. He's a precious metal specialist at Berkshire Gold Group, and we were just getting into a couple of swear words, so stick your fingers in your ears. I want to talk a little bit about recession and depression. people really don't understand what those things are, what they mean, and can precious metals help us out with all of this? Can it fit into the equation, if you would?
Look, I think the answer is absolutely a yes. In fact, I would go a step further and say it is in those times that they become very important. And the reverse is also true. Listen, if we're in times of economic boom and everything's doing really well, it doesn't make sense to be sitting in, you know, safe haven assets in those climates. But the reverse is also true, and I think particularly in this climate, more so than any other. And I think if we want to understand why precious metals, the key is to understand our problems. And I think we've mentioned the big ones here, right? We have a stock market that's coming down, and this may be the tip of the iceberg that we've seen in terms of downside. We have inflation, and of course we have currency devaluation tied into that. So at least economically, I'll leave the political problems to the side because that's a rabbit hole we won't get out of. But at least economically, I think these are the big issues of the day. Now, what we have to understand, these problems, they're an issue if you're sitting in stocks and bonds, right? Stock market crashes by definition kill stocks. Inflation today has made bonds nonsensical, right? A government treasury today is paying 3.2%. Inflation's at 8.6, right? And that's official. That's not even, you know, the government, you know, skew the numbers on inflation. I think real inflation is much higher. As you know, we shop in grocery stores. But anyway, you know, you sit in bonds, you lose money. You sit in stocks today, you're losing money. So these problems are a major issue for 60-40 stock bond portfolios. But these same problems are positive drivers for gold and silver. Right? Think about it. When stock markets decline, safe haven demand peaks. Look at 2008. We saw a 50% drop in the stock market. Gold and silver prices doubled in value within 18 months of that on an increase in safe haven demand. When inflation rises, right? Everyone knows what that means broadly. It's when things become more expensive over time. But the technical definition of inflation is the rising cost of commodities and services over time. Well, guess what? Gold and silver, they are literally commodities, right? So by definition, they go up as inflation rises. And then you look at the currency side, right? Well, gold specifically and the US dollar have an inverse relationship. So when the dollar goes down, gold goes up. Now, I think to understand that, really, we understand a lot about gold. See, gold's value doesn't really change. Its buying power remains. The example I always give to people is this. I think it's a good one. In biblical times, an ounce of gold bought somebody 400 loaves of bread. Today, at $5 a loaf, 400 loaves of bread. Right? So gold's value's not changing. What's changing, and it does every single day, is the dollar's value, right? Well, think about it. Gold stays the same. Dollar becomes weaker. We need more weaker dollars to buy the gold, hence the inverse relationship. So my point is, as tough as the climate in front of us is, it's actually very conducive for growth in safe haven commodities. So this is the climate that you buy them for today. In fact, by the way, sorry, we talked about the stagflationary climate from the 70s to the 80s. That was rough, right? If you were in stocks, it was coming down, inflation was burning. Gold grew tenfold during that time period. Like I said, conducive for these sort of issues.
Well, you know, I'm going to joke around with you a little bit here, but seriously, if I have gold and silver and everything tanks, how do I go down to the store and buy me some bread? I mean, how does that work?
Listen, I get asked that question all the time, and I think it's a valid question. And here's the thing. I don't buy gold because I think the world's ending, right? And I think even if the dollar collapsed tomorrow, the solution is not going to be trading a gold bar for chickens, right? It's never going to be that way. So that's not how I see us using them. Look what's happening to your dollars, right? If they're in your bank account, they're growing at 1-2% a year. inflation's at 8.6. So the problem is you leave them in your bank account. A year from now, you go to the grocery store, you can buy less. You put those same dollars into gold. The idea is as inflation rises, the gold will rise with it. You sell it back into U.S. dollars, albeit more U.S. dollars, and that buying power is preserved. So it's never about using them physically, but it's about, you know, finding an asset that is conducive to grow and protect with a view to ultimately get out. This is a tool to weather the storm. You sit in cash and bonds today, you're losing money. You sit in stocks today, you're losing money. And here's the thing. Losing money is one thing. Losing money in an inflationary climate, much worse, right? Because your money's going down as everything else is becoming more expensive. So it's just about finding an asset to weather this storm. There is going to be a time again where things are better, where the economy picks up, where stocks are booming. In that time, you jump back in and you play those markets. But the question is, how do you weather this storm? And I don't see a better vehicle to do it than precious metals.
So let's wrap up here with a couple things. One is, when you buy gold, there's so many different, I hear some of those commercials go, you know, we'll hold it here for you. It's like, yeah, okay, let me send you $25,000. You can hold it for me. I'll come get it when I need it. And there's those who sell gold coins. How does Birch Gold Group work?
We do everything. So we only, we're big, right? As a company, we're big. So we can do every type of transaction. So for somebody who's looking to purchase in cash, you can purchase physical metals. We can ship them to you. That could be coin, bar, lots of different types of coins and bars. We're not a small store here. We don't have a shelf full of gold that we need to sell. We have relationships with wholesalers and, you know, things like that. So we can source any metal. For a cash purchase, it's a case of, you know, calling up, hey, I want to buy X, Y, or Z. Like I said, we can ship you the physical metals. You can hold on to them. We also work with retirement accounts. So a lot of our customers, you know, most of their exposure is sitting in retirement accounts, is sitting in the markets. They have an option to roll over any portion of those retirement accounts. There are no tax implications and no penalties. We can put it in an IRA. We can place physical precious metals tax deferred within a retirement account. So cash purchases, IRA rollovers, we can help with all of it.
Okay. And a couple of ways to do this, okay? One is they can text Joe to 989-898. Come on, guys, it ain't that hard. Joe to 989-898. Or, if they wish, they can actually call you guys directly, right? 800-355-2116.
Absolutely correct. Okay. Obviously, for your listeners, if they can text Joe to 989-898, they're going to get all the benefits that, that your listeners do. They can call us directly as well. So whatever makes sense, we're here.
I have a, let me put it this way. I have a more mature listening audience who prefer to pick up the phone and call. They don't even like doing the emails, which is fine. You know, I get it. You know, you're talking about money here. You're talking about some people's retirement plans and what have you. So I have no problem with that. And we'll put up the information up on the website so they can go check it out later on. And, Philip, it's been a pleasure. We will have you back on. I think that it's going to be just a jewel watching what's going to happen in the economy, even just over the next few weeks. I think we're going to see some major news.
Yeah, I really think so. And like I said, I'm looking forward to the day where I can come on with some positive economic news, at least for the short term. It doesn't appear to be here.
You are such an optimist, Philip. I really do appreciate it. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure, Philip. We'll have you back. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up. You know, truly, there's numerous ways. I mean, I talked to a lot of economic, quote-unquote, economic experts. There's a million ways to make this work. And some of them, as I said before, the other guy, you know, David Fisher, he's got that four plans, right? It's cash hanging around the house, because I know all of you got extra money to play with, precious metals, then there's real estate, and stocks and bonds. And I don't get all of that. I get the protection. I get diversifying your money in case something really goes sideways. But really, you've got to listen to some of these people, do your own homework. You know, that's my favorite one, right? Do your own homework. Right? And then make your decision. Make an informed decision, like you should do pretty much with everything you're doing. Some of you don't, I know that. but pretty much with everything you're doing. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up in the third hour. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show.